1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has learned White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is planning to resign next month. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Klain has been a top advisor to President Biden for decades, first in the Senate, then during his vice presidency, and now as president. A number of names have surfaced as possible replacements for Klain, including former White House COVID czar Jeff Zients and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Jen O'Malley Dillon.
Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, say they've arrested a woman who shot and killed her terminally ill husband in his hospital room this morning. Chief Jakari Young.
My hostage negotiators were able to establish a dialogue with the wife, and that dialogue lasted until approximately 3 p.m., where we were finally able to take her into custody.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he's accepted an invitation from President Biden to meet to talk about raising the nation's debt ceiling. Megan Green is a senior fellow at Brown University.
If we were to actually go ahead and default on our debt, that would be catastrophic for U.S. and global markets, actually, and could push us into recession if we aren't already in one already. If we are in one already, it would add a financial crisis to what should otherwise be a short and shallow recession later this year.
Federal investigators are looking into the conduct of one of the nation's largest baby formula manufacturers. WWMT-TV's Ali Jennerjohn says they're trying to learn more about the product contamination that led to a factory shutdown in Michigan.
The Department of Justice is investigating Abbott Laboratories' infant formula plant in Sturgis. The plant was shut down for months last year after an FDA inspection found bacteria in several areas. Powdered infant formulas made at the plant were recalled, creating another hurdle for families struggling to get baby formula following supply chain issues.
Five police officers in Memphis have been fired. They were involved in a traffic stop arrest that may have led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Memphis police said on January 7th, Nichols tried to run away on foot after officers pulled him over for reckless driving. When he was eventually caught and arrested, he complained of shortness of breath. The 29-year-old died 3 days later in the hospital. His family claims he was brutally beaten. The police department said it will release the arrest footage next week. The FBI and Justice Department are also launching an investigation into Nichols' death.
After reaching only 75% of its recruiting goal in the last fiscal year, the Army says it's seeing signs things may turn around this year. It's already signed up 18,500 recruits and has another 13,000 in the pipeline. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I never write reviews, but Navage is so amazing, I had to leave one. Nothing's ever cleared out my sinuses as well. I'm blown away by how Navage works. That's a review from Carrie, and it's one of over 100,000 online testimonials praising Navage. I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I've talked about flushing out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs. How Navage's powered suction can help you breathe better. And how your nose is the body's air filter, and Navage will clean it out. But don't take my word for it. What do people like Chad say, who wrote, Navage has helped clear out my nasal passages every single night. My wife says my snoring has gone way down. Snorefest be gone, unquote. Navage is the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million customers to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 19. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 25. Lows level off around 15. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I can see you in the morning when you go to school. Don't forget your books, you know you've got to learn the golden rule.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour, the noon hour. As always, and especially now, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. We are going to spend at least the first half of this hour, half hour, maybe the full hour, on some local news. We are sitting in downtown Waukesha at the WAUK, the Shaw Station. And last night, the Waukesha School Board voted unanimously. So that's 8-0
yep.
on a bill that it sounds like didn't have, it's unclear if their lawyer, if the school board's lawyers looked at this yet. It's apparent that it was only added to the agenda the end of last week to be voted on last night. But the school district of Waukesha Board of Education voted unanimously 8-0 to approve an amended version of a proposal titled Parental Rights and Transparency. The proposal touches upon gender identity, pronouns, transgender athletes, and bathrooms. And there was a large crowd that ended up, despite the
last minute
nature of this, it seems like there was enough organizing that happened from parents. It sounds like potentially on both sides of the issue that showed up last night. And one of the questions addressed in the proposal is how the district should handle a student who wants to use pronouns and names without their parents' knowledge. And we're waiting. Sarah Harrison, former candidate for state representative, former candidate for Waukesha School Board, is going to be joining us shortly. But I just thought, because it's public knowledge as far as what was in the actual resolution. And so I thought to start, until Sarah's able to get here, we just kind of talk through what's in there. So it says, a resolution to affirm the commitment of the school district of Waukesha Board of Education to the rights of parents to be informed of and to direct the education of their minor children. Whereas the school district of Waukesha Board of Education believes parents play the primary role as decision makers in the student's K through 12 educational experience. Parents are their children's first teacher and remain teachers and role models throughout their child's educational journey. The relationship between student and classroom teacher should be positive and formative, but does not replace the relationship of parent and child. The school day should focus on learning and individual development with opportunities for constructive play and intellectual curiosity and with appropriately challenging academic goals for every student. All students deserve to feel welcome at school, regardless of religious beliefs, race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. No student shall be compelled to affirm through speech, writing, or action an opinion that violates their deeply held personal, religious, or moral beliefs. Minor students' questions of gender, identity, and sexuality are personal and private. Any involvement on these topics by school staff should be done with the full consent and collaboration of the parents. Consideration of controversial issues has a place in the instructional program of the district when related to the instructional goals of the course of study, and when introduced and conducted properly, the content is age appropriate and is without bias or intent to cause harm or disruption. Student physical safety at school is a district priority. Students and their parents have a right to privacy and information security. Licensed student services professionals play a critical role in creating positive school environments and strengthening family-school partnerships, which are essential for student well-being and academic growth. And finally, access to technology is necessary in a modern learning environment. District-issued student devices are an extension of instructional resources and should not create an unmitigated risk of introducing harmful or inappropriate content. So it goes on for a couple more pages, but that's everything on the first page. And joining us now is Sarah Harrison. Welcome back to the show. We had you in the fall ahead of the election, but do we have her mic on? Great. So if you just, just talk right into that. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So paint the picture of, I guess, the lead up of this, because I received multiple DMs, civic media got an email kind of alerting that this was happening. And then it happened last night. So kind of let's just paint the picture of what happened before last night and the lead up to this.
Sure. Well, we first saw anything about this as a parent community. I have a child at School of Waukesha. And we first saw anything about this 5 days ago in the board meeting agenda notes.
So this was like Friday of last week or over the weekend?
Yeah, it would have been probably Friday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is, and so anyone who's even noticing that this is happening is people who are reading the board's agenda notes. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be looking for it. Yeah. This resolution wasn't on any sort of committee agenda. It was spoken about apparently within a committee, but it wasn't on the agenda. So it's the whole thing's a little surprising to us as parents, which is ironic because it's supposed to be about transparency to the parents, and we didn't know they were talking about transparency. So late last week, we first became aware of it and started, talking back and forth about, well, what does this mean? And is this the same as some of the national things that we've seen? And it's absolutely a page out of the Parents' Bill of Rights that you saw from Josh Hawley, that you saw from our Wisconsin Republican Party a year ago. It's 100% the same content. It's really disappointing to me that this sort of was sprung on us in that way.
And so that was a lead up. And then it seems like there was enough alarms or awareness spread that a lot of people showed up to the meeting last night. And so how did the meeting go?
The meeting was interesting. I mean, Waukesha school board meetings are always interesting, but
you wanted to be part of it.
I did. It would have at least been a 7-1 vote. Dang it. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. It's encouraging to see young folks speaking up about what they and their peers are going through. And there were some parents there as well, myself included, who spoke with the board, who gave public comment. There were a few people who were also
I appreciate that you're trying to find the right words.
Yeah. I'm trying to be kind. The folks who were saying, yes, please do this thing, didn't have specific concerns. They didn't have...
They couldn't point to certain instances where this has happened and it's been a bad thing.
It was just, well, my kid is my kid and I should know everything that's going on in their lives. And gosh, I think most parents know you don't know everything that's going on in their lives. And it's been shown that students or kids, whatever, minors who have someone that they can trust who are in the LGBTQ community are much less likely to feel as ostracized, to attempt self-harm. LGBTQ kids are 4 times as likely to attempt suicide. And our school already took away the safe space signs. We already took away the pride flags. And now we're taking away the trusted adult that student could talk to. I don't see how this benefits anyone. I personally have 2 kids who are in the LGBTQ community, and I'm very proud of them. And when they came to talk to me about how they were feeling and where they fit into this crazy world, it was a celebratory conversation. It was like, hey, I think I figured this out, and here's where I fit. And, you know, hey, let's go have some brownies or something. I mean, and not every kid has yes. that. It's the kids that don't have that I worry about. I know that there were some students who wanted to attend the meeting, whose parents wouldn't allow them to attend the meeting. And those are probably exactly the kids that we need to help, right? I think it's a tenuous, slippery slope at best, and legally not very strong.
So that's the question that I have, as far as, because this has developed so quickly, mm-hmm. have lawyers looked at this? Is this legal?
So they said that the board did state that they have had conversations with their legal advisors, and that the legal advisors had suggested that if a parent calls to ask, that they can share any information they have, including, names, pronouns, sexual preference. But that they shouldn't be calling parents and telling them this. And that's exactly what they're proposing to do, is to call the parents if it comes up at all.
So basically treating it, because I think teachers fall under that, teachers like therapists, where there is, right. when it comes to a minor, if there's abuse mm-hmm. of any sort, they have to, yes. they're required to
yes.
report it. Yep. So they're trying to treat coming out in some way or form almost like it's abuse, where they have to report.
Right. Well, and I think this is funny, because one of the board members brought up, hey, do we know if this is legal? Have we talked to, our legal counsel? And the president of the board said, oh, we have. I'm not sure if it was the president who said we have. I believe it was actually the assistant superintendent who said, yes, we have. And XYZ, like I just explained. And so the proposed workaround for that was, okay, so every year we'll just ask parents if they want us to call them if something is going on. And I'm like, okay, you asking parents, do you want to know this, is not the same as a parent calling you mm-hmm. asking that. So I think there's a strong legal challenge there for what they're trying to do. And I think I don't find it to be very ethical that they passed the resolution knowing that it was not what their legal advice was from their counsel. Now, this is not a policy.
Is it a proposal?
Proposal. Thank you. You saved me. But it is what they want to base future policies on, and they want to have it in place like by March. So this is all happening very quickly.
Yeah. So we have to take our first break. When we come back, kind of talk about what does this even look like when you take it out of theory mm-hmm. and put it into application of what this looks like, what responsibility and extra work this puts on teachers. And yeah. I think there's so many more other implications, and the whole dress code thing, which feels like, did that also get passed last night?
Yes, but not quite in the way that it was.
Okay. We'll talk when we come back. All right. Stick with us. We're talking about the Waukesha School Board District meeting that happened last night. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're coming along.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Rye. We are talking about the Waukesha Board of Education and the meeting that happened last night, where they voted 8-0 to approve a proposal titled Parental Rights and Transparency, and how fast-tracked the whole situation was. And joining us to talk about it is Waukesha School District parent and also former candidate for Waukesha School Board and former candidate for state representative, Sarah Harrison. Thank you for coming back. And so this passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a proposal. It's not the actual policy yet.
Right.
So what does the conversation become now as far as how this goes from theory to application?
Sure. That's a great question. I'm not sure how you make this. How do you make this practiced, practicable, practical for those teachers? So is it if a student comes to a teacher and specifically says, I want to be, please use they, them pronouns for me, or please use she, her, or he, him, whatever it may be. Is that the trigger, or is it that I'm a teacher and I'm in the lunchroom and I overhear that so-and-so who was biologically female is being called he, him? Well, now do I have to tell the parents? Am I now the gender police that has to get in touch with the parents? And it puts teachers in this middle ground that I guarantee they don't want to be in. Yeah. And I don't know how you do this and make it practical. I think essentially the aim is to just shut down anyone who wants to have that different name or use different pronouns than they historically have or than that are assigned to their biological sex. And it's very damaging to a trans kid to use their dead name. It's not a small thing to them. It's really harmful. And I wish that our board members would take a step outside of their bubble and understand what some of these kids are going through. It's not a friendly world to this group of kids already, and they're making it even worse.
And so, because that is the question, I mean, I come back to, is this the highest priority?
Yeah, I'm not sure why it should be.
Because didn't a lot of people run on, we should be focusing on education. We should be focusing on test scores. We should be focusing on achievement and graduation rates.
Yep.
And is there anything that they can point to as why this bolsters that goal?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I don't think that anyone's going to pass a test better if they're closeted versus not. I think that's going to have the opposite effect for that group. And it really underestimates our students, too. It's saying, well, our kids can't handle this. We're going to protect them from this dangerous thing. And it's not dangerous. It doesn't hurt anyone for you to use their pronouns that they identify as. I don't understand how this hurts anyone. And we didn't hear any arguments about that. What we heard, excuse me, in terms of folks who support the resolution, it was just, I deserve to know everything about my kid. And I think that there are some times where if you are not a safe space for your own kid, maybe that's not, who needs to know?
Well, and that's the thing. About a month or so ago, we had a completely different situation, but we had Natalie Eilbert, who wrote an article about how Wisconsin falls in this weird loophole where some minors cannot get medical care without their parents' consent. And the number of minors who fall under, it's like 17,000 unhoused people, like minors who can't, something happens to them and their parents aren't there or don't sign off on medical care, they can't get medical care. Mm-hmm. And so the idea that everyone lives in a house like I grew up in,
right,
which I was incredibly lucky. I had an unbelievably supportive parents. I am still so close to them today. Mm-hmm. And had I come out, I'm sure there would have been some questions because it was the 90s and the early 2000s. But, you know, they would have been supportive. But so many people do not have that kind of support system at home.
Yeah.
And a lot of them find it at school sometimes.
Yes.
And this is taking that away.
Absolutely. It That is the one safe space that is left for some students. And my oldest, my 18-year-old, actually spoke at the meeting last night, too. And that was kind of their point, was you have already made this an uncomfortable environment. And now you're taking away that last bit where there might have been a trusted adult that someone could go to. And now they can't for fear of being outed. People should be able to choose who they are out to and at what pace. And this completely cuts that off for them.
And I think too, Sarah, this is not just happening here in Waukesha. There is a concerted effort around the country.
Yes.
And from what I understand, it is a religiously based group that is pushing these things.
Yeah, so groups like, I know Moms for Liberty, and here in Wisconsin, the group Will have definitely...
The law firm?
Yeah.
My favorite law firm in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're great. They have definitely pushed these things, and the Republican Party, too. I mean, it's a political thing, and it is a lot of things that are religious-based, and we're supposed to have a separation here between, you know, your religion and public schools. If you want to go to a religious school, you can go to a religious school. But this is not supposed to be part of how we form our policies in public schools.
All right. Well, we're going to keep this conversation going. Sarah's going to stay here. If you have thoughts or comments or questions about the situation, both either in your own school district or the Waukesha School District, 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Berkey Biner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
We'll be right back.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
As the great college hockey philosopher Yogi Berra once said, it's deja vu all over again for the Badgers. A night after one of their best efforts of the season resulted in a 4-0 win over 7th-ranked Ohio State, the Badgers get another shot at earning their first sweep in Big Ten play, hoping the third time will be the charm, and getting the second half of conference play started with a bang. Good evening from the Kohl Center in downtown Madison. I'm Rob Vogel, thrilled to be alongside former Badger defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin. Ian, as we sit here in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth watching the Badgers and Buckeyes go through their pregame warmups, you have to guess the players on both teams expect this series finale to pick up right where they left off last night in terms of intensity, with both sides knowing that an even better effort will be needed to win tonight. What's an important game for both the Badgers and the Buckeyes?
Well, ironically, I'm hoping that it doesn't result in five-minute majors. I mean, that would be the intensity level that I would not like to see. But the fact of the matter being is that I think Coach Granato summed it up in his post-game interview. He said, they're angry, they're mad, they're frustrated. Ohio State took some cheap shots, did whatever you want to call it, and the Badgers didn't retaliate. But this is the second game of a very fast-paced series, and fatigue will set in. And you know, when fatigue sets in, frustration starts to mount and blah, 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 blah. So I've got a feeling that both of them are playing with a very short wick, so to speak, and it won't take much to set them off.
And these teams very familiar with each other. These coaching staffs even more familiar with each other. Steve Rolick, the former Badger player, and then you've got J.B. Bittner and Luke Strand on the bench for Ohio State. And these teams have played some close games over the year. In fact, two of the last five meetings between these teams in Madison has gone to overtime. They opened with 3-1 and 4-3 decisions in favor of the Buckeyes to start the season in Columbus. So despite their records being very different, despite the rankings being different, with Ohio State being ranked 7th, and their place in the Big Ten standings, there's some similarities in that these teams are going to play tightly contested games more often than not when they meet.
Well, the other irony of that is that going into last night's game, we, with the statistics in our hands, started spotting off about how, oh, the Badgers can't afford to take penalties, and Ohio State is so good on the penalty kill. But if you look at the positives for the Badgers for last night, they scored two power play goals.
Yep.
Wisconsin did. They allowed no power play goals, and they allowed no shorthanded goals. So all those statistics that we were worried about fell to the wayside, and the 4-0 win was a justifiable 4-0 win.
Still not taking any chances, as you may note. I'm wearing the exact same shirt and tie and pants as last night, because you don't mess with a winning streak, as Kevin Costner said in Bull Durham. And you don't want to. The one thing the Badgers do want to change is what's happened the last two times they've been in this position, against Michigan and Notre Dame, coming off impressive and solid wins on the Friday night opener, and then not being able to follow it up and get the sweep on a Saturday. That needs to change here tonight for this Badger team.
Yeah, it does. And I'm hoping that Carson Bantle, cooler heads will prevail instead of what happened against the U.S. 18 team. And number one, and number two, Jack Gorniak, who took a penalty when he got injured, is not in the lineup tonight. So that'll be the one fresh player in Carson Bantle that I think will be probably going to give the Badgers a little bit of an edge.
Badgers will need that edge. This Ohio State team had come into this weekend red hot, but the Badgers able to shut them out in the series opener 4-0 with the victory in a game that was just 1-0 going into the third period, as the teams continue to warm up down on the Bob Johnson rink here at the Kohl Center. We get ready for this series finale, and as our pregame show continues here from Madison, we'll have more on this matchup between these
two teams that have a not lengthy but great history with them, especially in playing closely contested games. We'll give you those starting lineups and take a look at the UW Health injury report. One out, one back from last night's affair for this Badger team. But up next, it's time to check in with the Badgers head coach, Tony Granato, and we'll do so in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkebeiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 19. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 25. Lows level off around 15. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures above average Monday and Tuesday and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome back inside the Kohl Center as we count down towards face-off in the series finale between the Badgers and Buckeyes. Joining us now is Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, I guess a good place to start maybe is just with the healthier team after last night's victory. We saw Jack Gorniak go off the ice. You were out with Anthony Kerr already. What is the health status of both of those players and coming into tonight's contest?
Yeah, Kerr's will still be out. Anthony will still be out. He's probably a week to week, so I don't think he'll be ready for next week, but it's possible. And then Gorniak, you saw leave the game last night. He'll be out tonight as well, and he's probably the same type of thing. It'd be early next week, but you never know what his status will be. But, you know, coming back in the lineup is Carson Bannell, who was suspended for last night's game, so that'll give us someone to jump in and replace Gorniak's minutes up front. So that'll be it's nice to have him come back in.
You've talked at different times during the season about whether it's within a game or during the season about having to weather storms. The teams have to weather storms. And last night, your team got off to a great start in the first period, but maybe missed a little bit was that second period where they outshot you by a 2-1 margin, and yet your team was the only one that got on the scoreboard, and you weathered that storm in the second period and then took control in the third period. That's another spot maybe to be proud of what this team did last night in getting that 4-0 victory.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple key points to the game. I thought the first 5 minutes of the game, I thought we did a really good job of managing the puck. We talked about that before the game. Lots of their game plan is to create turnovers and to slow you down through the neutral zone and to force you into bad decisions. I thought our decisions were really good. It gave us some opportunities to get in on the forecheck, gave us some opportunities to get some plays in the offensive zone. And when you get a team that wants to, you know, you want to score. Yeah. And when you get shifts in the offensive zone, it builds your confidence to start a game. I thought that was really important. And then the power play, we didn't score on in the first period. I really liked how our movement was. I liked the work that we put into it. And I think that carried momentum and confidence as the game went along. But like you said, the second period, there were different points of the period where we needed a big save. Mosey was there for us. But I thought, for the most part, we did a really good job of keeping him to the outside and letting Mosey be great, be at the top of his crease and make those big saves. So the third period was one that started. Another key moment was the start of the third period. They had a power play for over a minute at the beginning of the period, and we didn't let them get set up. So I thought that was the big play or the big, you know, start of the period that helped us throughout the third period.
We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
You mentioned about managing the puck. Is one of those areas in managing the puck, I don't know what the official count was on turnovers for either team last night, but coming out of your zone in those danger areas by the blue line, it seemed like your defense especially did a great job of getting the puck up and out of the zone, not putting your team at a disadvantage with them counterattacking the other way.
For sure, and I think you heard us before, like yesterday's game, and you kind of heard the buildup of coming into this series that it was going to be a playoff type of game because they're a bigger, stronger team playing extremely well. So it was important for us to not allow them to get to their game. And what you just said of making sure we got the puck out at our line to get to the neutral zone, make sure we got it in at their line to get it behind their D, to get a forecheck going, those are all parts of what, you know, it would take to win and beat a team like Ohio State. Last night we did it enough. I thought the other part of the game, their goaltender is a great player, and for us to be able to get four goals on him, a couple things had to happen. We had to get enough pucks to the net, and we had to get enough traffic to the net, and we had to be around the net. Early in the game, there were four or five times when we threw a puck to that area, and we were able to get on rebounds or tips or screens, and it kind of was a general theme for us on how we played in the offensive zone. That was really important, and finally we were able to beat the guy, you know, on a great shot by Luke Lemaster off a face-off play, and then the next one was a great execution on a two-on-one that they were, that we were given by them trying to be over-aggressive, trying to create their offense. And then the last two were two power play goals that we took advantage of, them taking a penalty. Yeah.
the goal-scoring machine, Luke LeMaster, as Ian is now calling him. That's his new nickname. Your team has had a couple opportunities where you've won the Friday night game against whether it's a Michigan or Notre Dame with after strong performances, and then had the challenge of trying to follow it up on Saturday. What's the psychology, the mindset that you want to instill in your players for them to bring in tonight as you try to get what would be an important series sweep in Big Ten play?
Well, it's pretty simple. We haven't done it all year with the exception of the Duluth series where we followed up a really solid Friday performance with even a better one on Saturday. So the challenge is, you know, let's not kid ourselves that they're a top seven team or whatever they're ranked for a reason. They got, like we said, a great goaltender. They got four really solid big lines. They're hard to play against because their defense is big and lanky. And they're not going to give us anything. So if we're going to have success tonight, we're going to have to be better than we were last night. We're going to have to be committed to those same things we talked about a little bit ago with puck management. And we're going to have to pay a price to win again. And that's, you know, the challenges that you always have as an athlete is to figure out how to make that next step. Tonight, we have an opportunity to do that with our team. And obviously, it would be a big game for us to find a way to get the results we did last night. But we know it's going to be a challenge.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. More with the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center as we count down towards face-off in this series finale between the Badgers and the 7th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Badgers winning the opener last night 4-0 and shooting for their first conference series sweep since last season. Time now for the UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. And you heard head coach Tony Granato mention this a bit in the last segment when we chatted that Jack Gorniak suffered a shoulder injury or as Lee Ian likes to put it, upper body injury last night when he had hit hard late in the game. But Gorniak left the game, went straight to the locker room. You could see him holding that left side, and this was after Jack had scored a goal to put the Badgers up 2-0. He will be out, and the Badgers, though they do have some ways to find a body to put in that spot, lose some speed with Jack out of the lineup for sure, Ian.
Yeah, they do, and you know, if you're going to just go on speed alone, obviously Robbie Newton would be the next man up on the lineup when it's there. But if you're going to go with size against a very big team, they're very happy to have Carson Bantle back in the lineup.
Bantle, as you mentioned, is indeed back. Anthony Kerr, the other injury of note, didn't play last night. And Tony Grotto mentioned week to week at this point for the Badger blue liner. So they lose a forward, and we're already without a defenseman, but they do get another body back. And that leads us to our quick trip starting lineups. And looking at the Badgers lineup, Charlie Stramo on that top line will center Cruz, Lucius, and Matthew D. St. Paul. So same as last night, those freshman forwards and Matthew D. St. Paul, who had 7 shots on goal. Exactly. Last night, he had not a shortage of attempts for Matthew, now just needs to find a way to light that lamp again.
Exactly the case, and you get into a situation with him, it's not like the opportunities aren't there. The one big thing is that he may have taken a little too much extra time in order to get that shot off, looking for the place to go instead of firing it off the pass. But by putting him with Stramel and Lucius, he's going to get opportunities because they're going to feed him the puck on a regular basis.
And as Ian and Coach Granato both mentioned, Carson Bantle is back after hitting the fighting penalty in the exhibition game against the U.S. National Development Team program. But he has come back hot. He was 6 goals in his last 9 games before being sat down for last night's contest. 5 of those 6 goals coming on the power play, and the Badgers getting a pair of power play goals last night. Brock Caulfield will center that line. Sam Stang on the right wing. He had 4 blocked shots last night. Owen Lindmark centers Jack Horbach and Ty Smolanic. Dominic Mersch between Liam Malmquist and Zach Erdahl. The defensive pairs, Vorlicki, Dexheimer, Lotch, and Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans, who had 5 shots on his own last night as well. And Tyson Jugnauth, who got a power play tally for the Badgers and a big one, will be paired with Luke Lemaster. What are you calling me? In the goal scoring machine? If I got that down right, that's what we're going with now.
He's just starting to get cranked up.
And it was good to see, as you and I were walking out of the arena last night heading back to our cars, in front of us I pointed out to you there was a lady wearing a jersey. And, of course, whose jersey was she wearing? Luke Lemaster's number 26. The fan club has already started.
Oh, yeah. They're just jumping on the bandwagon at great haste.
Well, as Luke mentioned on his television interview after the game last night, he had family in town last night watching the game. So congratulations to him on his first collegiate goal. Robbie Newton and Shea Donovan, the other blue liners for the Badgers. Back between the pipes, Jared Moe, who had 22 saves last night for the Badgers. His 3rd shutout in his last 5 games. He now has 4 shutouts as a Badger. Those are your quick trip starting lineups for the Badgers. When we return here to the Kohl Center, we'll get you ready as we count down towards our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff in this series finale between the Badgers and the Buckeyes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Preparation,
It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
It's the 55th all-time meeting between the Badgers and Buckeyes tonight in this Big Ten series finale here at the Kohl Center. Badgers trailing the all-time series mark, 24 up, 25 down, and 5 ties. They're now an even at home at 10-10-3. Badgers, in their last 13 meetings with the Buckeyes, 4-8-1, 2 losses to start the season in Columbus, kick things off, and then the Badgers getting the win last night, trying to even their season series here tonight. The Badgers win ended a 4-game losing streak to the Buckeyes and a 6-game unbeaten streak that OSU had over the Badgers with that 4-0 win last night. Teams getting set to return to the ice. We'll have the first period and all the action for you tonight, starting with our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Best kids and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Kohl Center in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob Ogle alongside Ian Perrin. The team's being introduced on the Kohl Center ice below us right now. And Ian, last night, Badgers got off to a great start, great energy, great pace to that first period. Hardly any whistles. In fact, we only had one penalty in the first period and one penalty in the second period in that game. And then things got a little crazy in that third period. What do you anticipate tonight? Will we see more extracurriculars and more guys paraded to the penalty box early, or a similar start to last night?
Well, I think you are going to see more of these. And again, this is the second game of a two-game series. Fatigue will set in. You start to get a little less patient, I guess, when it is. But both